Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Garrett.
And this is Studio Classroom. We're so glad you've joined us for our lesson today, friends. We're talking all about askers and guessers.
Askers and guessers. We're not talking about a test in school. We're talking about the way that people communicate, often based on the culture they're from.
Some people are from cultures that expect people to ask for what they want. And other people come from cultures that expect people to read between the lines.
Exactly. Think about what culture you're from and what is expected in that culture as we go through our lesson today. Let's jump into our first reading together.
Bridging the gap between askers and guessers. Communication styles of the ask and guess cultures are common across the world. Most people of Asian, Middle Eastern, and African heritage come from guess cultures, while Europeans and North Americans are more likely to belong to ask cultures. Note, though, that all societies have elements of both cultures and that cultural background alone does not determine a person's communication style.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先我们来看名词 heritage 是遗产或是传统的意思。譬如 May hopes to preserve her family's cultural heritage,by teaching her children traditional songs. May 希望透过教自己孩子唱传统歌曲来保存家族的文化遗产。它的动词是 inherit, 是指继承或是承袭。譬如 People don't just inherit land or money, they also inherit stories and traditions. 人们不仅继承土地或金钱，也继承故事与传统。形容词是 hereditary,意思呢是遗传的或是世袭的。譬如 Scientists study hereditary traits to better understand how genes influence behavior. 科学家研究遗传特征以便更深入地了解基因如何影响行为。
Today, we are bridging the gap between askers and guessers. We are finding ways that we can communicate and get along with people from other cultures better.
All right, let's try to understand each other even better through today's lesson. We read, communication styles of the ask and guess cultures are common across the world.
We've used this term a few times today and yesterday.Communication styles. These are different ways that people express themselves.
All right, here's a sentence with that. Communication styles vary across cultures and even within families.
So now we see here that most people of Asian, Middle Eastern, and African heritage come from the guess culture. So in these parts of the world,most people tend to communicate in a similar way.
All right. And that's while Europeans and North Americans are more likely to belong to ask cultures. Emery, what does it mean to be more likely to?
So if you're more likely to do something, it means that you have a higher chance of doing something that way.
All right. For example, quiet people are more likely to listen carefully than people who always want to talk first.
So we see here that Europeans and North Americans are more likely to belong to ask cultures. They are not necessarily 100% belonging to ask cultures, but it is probable that they are.
All right, yes, it's not 100%, and that's kind of what we get into next. Note, though, that all societies have elements of both cultures and that cultural background alone does not determine a person's communication style.
We need to talk about this sentence, but before we do, let's define a few of these terms. First of all, we see that word note. This means to pay special attention to something.
For example, note how tone can change the meaning of what you're saying.
We also see elements of. All societies have elements of both cultures. To have elements of something, it means that these are the parts that make up something else.
Let's try making another sentence. You might say, trust is one of the key elements of a good friendship.
Okay, let's talk about this sentence now, friends. All societies have elements of both cultures, and you can't just rely on your cultural background alone to determine your communication style.
We can't just say someone from France is fully part of the ask culture and will always say everything they want, and that someone from Nigeria is fully the opposite.
There's so many other things you have to take into account as well. For example, their family's communication style. If they've been in that culture their entire lives, or if they've lived in other places. What they learned as an adult. These are all things that can determine someone's communication style.
And none of us are perfect at communicating. If you're from the ask culture, you're not always going to perfectly say everything you want. And vice versa.
And that has a lot to do with personality as well, friends. I'm excited to talk more about this, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
Bridging the gap between askers and guessers. Having awareness of these communication differences is an asset within today's globalized world. By understanding ask culture and guess culture, respecting the differences, and being flexible, you can navigate interactions with ease, setting yourself up for success.
Asset. 意思呢是资产或是优势。我们来看例句。 Good communication is an important asset in any workplace. 良好的沟通能力是任何职场中的一项重要资产。或是 Youth who come from foster care face great challenges as they enter adulthood because of a lack of financial and relational assets. 来自寄养家庭的青少年步入成年后面临巨大的挑战，因为缺乏经济与人际资源。Asset字尾加上less, assetless 就是形容词，意思是一无所有的，没有资产的。譬如 After the storm, many families were left assetless, forced to start over from nothing. 暴风雨过后，许多家庭变得一无所有，被迫从零开始重建生活。
So why is all of this important? Why do we need to know people's communication styles and if they're askers or guessers? We're going to talk a little bit about that in our next section.
All right, let's get into it. Having awareness of these communication differences is an asset within today's globalized world.
It is an asset in today's globalized world. It is very true that the world these days is globalized. That means that something is made worldwide or connected all around the world.
All right, and friends, here is an example. Our world has become increasingly globalized as we consume the same kinds of media and other products. Now, I think this is really interesting, and it makes me think of a thing that my mother actually shared with me a while back.
What's that?
Well, she's worked on these academic management journals, research into management within corporate structures.
Okay.
And they looked at how different manager and employee relationships worked in different cultures and the expectations of how decisions were made. It's so important for people in a globalized world to to understand how others in other cultures do this.
That can really change the way you communicate with someone or change the way you do business as well.
Absolutely. It's important to understand that others might do things differently than they do in your culture. Well, we continue by understanding ask culture and guess culture, respecting the differences and being flexible. You can navigate interactions with ease.
You can navigate interactions with ease. Before we talk about that, let's go back to a previous point in that sentence and talk about this word flexible. This means able to change easily to fit new situations.
All right, for example, you need to be flexible when plans change or you'll get frustrated.
Now we go back to doing something with ease. If you do something with ease, you do it easily, without difficulty.
For example, she finished the task with ease because she'd done it many times before.
We see one more thing here at the end of this sentence that we need to talk about. Setting yourself up for success. What does it mean if someone sets themselves up for success?
All right, this means you do some things that will cause a certain result later. If you do these other things we talked about before, you'll set yourself up or get yourself ready for a successful result.
You could set yourself up for other things as well, friends, like failure. For example, skipping practice is setting yourself up for failure.
All right, we definitely want to set ourselves up for success. One way to do that is to understand how others from other cultures do things and how those are different from ourselves.
And we'll talk about that in the next section, friends. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Make light of it. A friend once teased me for tripping on absolutely flat ground. I joked back, gravity just really likes me. It was my way of making light of the moment, turning something embarrassing into something funny so it didn't sting as much. That's exactly what make light of means, to treat something as less serious than it really is, often by joking about it. He made light of the mistake, but it actually bothered him. Don't make light of her feelings. This is important to her. The tricky part, it can be playful or insensitive, depending on the situation. Sometimes humor helps people relax. Sometimes it feels like you're not taking things seriously enough. Here are a couple of related ideas that help explain the concept. Laugh it off is when you use humor to ignore or move past something uncomfortable. I spilled my drink, but I laughed it off. Brush it off means to pretend something doesn't bother you. He brushed off the criticism. Downplay means to make something sound less important. She downplayed the issue during the meeting. Just remember, humor is great, but timing is everything. Making light of the wrong thing at the wrong moment, that's not good. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Bridging the gap between askers and guessers. First, figure out if you're an asker or a guesser. Then establish that you have different communication styles and make light of it so no one is offended. Next, adapt your approach accordingly. Guessers can learn to accept askers' direct style as sincere rather than pushy, while askers can avoid putting pressure on guessers by framing requests in ways that allow a graceful refusal. Guessers can also practice being more direct, while askers can pay attention to hints and body language. If misunderstandings arise, both sides need to give each other the benefit of the doubt and be respectful. In the end, it's not about whether ask culture or guess culture is right or wrong. It's about respecting each other's differences.
最后来看副词 accordingly， 意思是因此或是相应的。比如 ，When the weather shifted suddenly, Elena packed accordingly and left before the storm hit。当天气突然转变时 ，Elena 就收拾行李，在暴风雨来临前离开了。Accordingly 的动词或名词是 accord， 当名词的意思呢是一致或是和谐。比如 ，The band performed in perfect accord, every note flowing effortlessly together。乐团的演出完美和谐，每个音符都自然流畅地融合在一起。惯用于Go according to plan 的意思是按计划进行。譬如 ，Jamal reminded his friends that vacations rarely go according to plan, and that's part of the fun. Jamal 提醒朋友们，假期很少会完全照计划进行，而这正是乐趣的一部分。That's all for today's language lab. 我们下次见。
Friends, we know that different people from different cultures communicate in different ways. But what does that mean? How can we apply this to our lives practically? Let's take a look.
What can we do first? Well, first, figure out if you're an asker or a guesser.
Figure it out. This means to try to understand or solve something by thinking.
Okay, for example,We need to figure out the best solution to this problem.
So, you need to figure out if you're an asker or a guesser. Then, establish that you have different communication styles and make light of it so no one is offended.
Okay, so you need to establish that you have different communication styles. If you establish it, you make yourself or others recognize or accept that something is true.That doesn't mean it's right, but we need to recognize that it's true.
So you can establish that your styles are different and then laugh about it together and move forward.
Okay, and we continue. Next, adapt your approach accordingly. If you adapt something, you change it to fit a new situation.
For example, animals adapt to their environments.I think adapt is an interesting word because it reminds me of that word we talked about in the previous section, flexible.
Absolutely. If you're flexible, you're able to behave and act differently based on a changing situation. That's just like adapting. It's certainly something we've had to do by traveling to different cultures.
It certainly is, and it's something that you'll have to do as well, friends, if you want to live overseas or study somewhere else or even just travel for fun.Let's look at this a little more. Guessers can learn to accept askers' direct style as sincere rather than pushy. This is a great tip, I think.
I agree. If someone is pushy, they're trying too hard to make others do something or answer a question. Overall, it's a negative thing.
Here's how you could use pushy in a sentence.Nobody likes a pushy salesperson. Now, as someone who is from an ask culture, I really appreciate that it says it in here. Usually when I'm direct, I am sincere. I'm not trying to force people to do anything. I'm just trying to be honest.
Yes, and maybe trying to get a clear answer or clarity on a situation. Well, while askers can avoid putting pressure on guessers by framing requests in ways that can allow a graceful refusal.
So, from what I'm hearing here, it seems that guessers don't like to be put in a situation where they have to deny requests or be seen as someone who doesn't say yes.
Yeah, so sometimes it could be about how you ask the question that will allow for a clear answer while allowing them to answer it in a different way.
Here's another tip. Guessers can also practice being more direct.Askers can pay attention to hints and body language. There's that reading between the lines we were talking about.
Absolutely. Not always easy. Well, if misunderstandings arise, both sides need to give each other the benefit of the doubt and be respectful. Emery, what are we talking about there?
I love this phrase. The benefit of the doubt is the idea that you believe someone is honest.Or you believe that they are doing something good even when you're not sure.
Right. For example, please give him the benefit of the doubt this time. Again, the idea is the person might not be being honest, but at least at first, you're going to believe that they're honest and act as if they are.
Exactly. In the end, it's not about whether ask culture or guest culture is right or wrong. It's about respecting each other's differences.
All right. Respect each other's differences. Understand that not everything will go just as you want it to.
Definitely. All right, friends, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in just a moment. But right now, we're going to take a moment to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要介绍 It's not about A, it's about B 的对比句型，是用来强调重点不在 A 而在 B， 常使用在口语、演讲或说服语气中。 It's not about A 用来否定错误的焦点或观点， It's about B 则指出真正的重点或价值所在。 About 后面可以接名词、代名词或动名词，例如 It's not about winning the argument, it's about finding the best solution。 重点不在于赢得争论，而在于找到最好的解决方案。
Friends, we have a very interesting talk about it question to look at together. I already gave my answer to this a little while ago, but it's time to ask Garrett. Here it is. Are you part of an ask culture or a guest culture? And how do you know?
All right. Well, so far we've talked about a few regions of the world. So all of you at home or in the classroom might be screaming, you two are both ask culture. I would say that that's the culture I'm a part of, but I would say there are differences within that. I would say there's much more directness from people in, say, Western Europe than in the US. And within the US, there are differences. There's a lot less directness in the American South than there would be in other parts of the country.
That is such a good point because, you know, different regions of the world are pretty large, and also people there might come from different cultures. Many Americans come from different cultural backgrounds, so they might even be part of a guest culture, even though they're Americans.
Absolutely. So friends, recognize your culture and give people the benefit of the doubt.
That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye.
A friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.